Darcy Tucker, who are you busier now than you played hockey, Darcy? Is retirement now busier than you were an active player?
If you ask my wife, she'd say yes.
I know she
it's,
would.
It's been actually a really good transition. I think sometimes when you leave the game of hockey, you're looking for something, what your next thing is going to be. And I was fortunate to play for the Leafs for eight great seasons, and they've welcomed me back into the organization, and it's been a treat for me. And also working with Scotiabank with the hockey programs that they have across Canada. It's been a lot of fun.
So to be clear as well, because we were just chatting earlier, and Justin just mentioned, of course, Justin's dad, Bob Bourne, with the New York Islanders alumni. And so you're now, Daryl and Wendell have sort of been the two guys, and Rick Vibe was involved as ambassadors. And now you and Curtis Joseph are now in the Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment Toronto Maple Leaf fold once again.
Yeah, it's been a really good, fun transition for myself. Like, the fans of the Toronto Maple Leafs are all-encompassing. They're across Canada. But to go down to Scotiabank Arena and spend time with them at the games, we've got such a great, young, exciting team now in Toronto here. And the buzz around the group of alumni is just as great as it is for the players of the Maple Leafs. I think that we're excited about the opportunity that the team holds moving forward, and we're hopeful that they can finally get the job done and win a cup.
I'm going to ask a question that's perilously close to being serious here, so I'll try to keep it from being so. But
you're on the wrong show.
Yeah. What do you think the value is of playing for the Toronto Maple Leafs versus playing in another organization? Let's say your career was in Carolina. The differences in opportunities after your career, whether it be advertising, during your career.
Yep.
Basically, I'm talking about Mitch Marner here, what the value would be for him over someone else or somewhere else.
I think it's kind of twofold. I think when you look at it, you look at post-career, and you look at your career when you're actually playing. There's great opportunities when you're playing to have that happen to you. And then post-career, I think it's one of those things that if you adhere yourself to the fans and the Maple Leaf organization, I think it can last a lifetime. And I don't think you can put a number on it. I think it's pretty special that the fact that guys that played for the blue and white get the opportunity to go to golf tournaments and spend time with the fans and advertising opportunities, like you said, it's pretty special and unique. And I don't think there's really another place in the National Hockey League that is like Toronto. But at the same time, that's something that Mitch has to take into consideration and think about himself. You know, he's a Toronto kid, so if anybody should know what's going on here after post-career, he should know that already.
Well, and you see a different era, but Walt McKechnie with his Toronto Maple Leaf golf shirt on, so it's something you wear with a lot of pride.
Absolutely.
Your time as a Toronto Maple Leaf. And one thing I always thought about you, I was doing the afternoon show back when you were traded from Tampa to Toronto. You're originally drafted by Montreal, but came from Western Canada. You always got it.
Yeah.
You always got it. Like, people would go, sometimes they would say, well, how can you win here? The pressure, all that stuff. Yeah. Darcy Tucker came and always understood, this can be nirvana if you play it right.
Well, I think I kind of learned from Wendell.
Right.
You know, Wendell was with me in Tampa Bay before I got to Toronto. So we used to have car rides home from the airport when we'd land because we lived close to each other. Wendell would talk about Toronto like no other person, you know, kind of like Johnny did, Johnny Bauer. And so if you have a kind of a mentor and a guider of people like Wendell was for me before I came here, I kind of knew and understood the market a little bit better than maybe other people did before they got here. So I learned from him. And then, you know, you kind of learn on your own, too, as you're here. You get to meet people and understand what the climate's like in the city of Toronto and what it does take to win. I think you got to come here and you got to make it all-encompassing. You can't just go about your business and try to hide. You gotta take it head on, and if you take it head on, people appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you feel sort of in the wake that it's stressful being a former Maple Leaf? I know that it's something that you're involved in every day, but like being about the city, are you able to be around Toronto, or is it a big burden to be sort of Leaf?
No, I love it. You know, I think sometimes when you're playing, you need to have other hobbies and things that you can lean on to get away from the game. When you're retired, I love going to the grocery store now and talking about this new team that we have here. It's part of being a Maple Leaf, and if you're going to make yourself part of this culture in Toronto and retire here, you better get used to talking about the team and listening to what the fans have to say about the team. And so, I enjoy it. I don't mind when I'm out for dinner that people come up and talk about the team. It's fun. My family's used to it, and we've been around the city long enough to know that if you're out for dinner and you're not getting questions about the Leafs, there's something wrong.
Okay, quick couple last things. So we're going to talk to Walt McKechnie in a second. We'll get Kipper after that as well. So you get get to live in infamy, I love, because we do the games, and I love the video, all the presentation. So when you attack the Ottawa Senators bench, you know, and was it 20-on-1? Like, I mean, is that the last time a player? I love, but that's such a galvanizing moment about the Leaf-Senator rivalry.
Yeah.
But was that an out-of-body experience?
Yeah, I don't. I honest to God, Travis Green was pointing at the bench, and I just... something snapped and something clicked. The wires touched in the wrong directions, and I went in there. I, honest to God, I think I still got lumps on the top of my head from where Chris Neal was beaten on top of it. It was so bad, even the trainer took a swing at me when I was in there. But, I mean, listen, it's one of those things that is going to go down in the history of the Maple Leafs as being one of those moments where everybody's like, wow, what just happened? So,
yeah.
But, you know, like I said earlier, you know, I don't regret one minute of my hockey career. You know, I did it the way that I thought I should do it. And you just got to have no regrets when you play the game.
Well, it's great having you back in
appreciate
the fold
it
with the Leafs and just in general.
Yeah.
I know we see you around. And,
thank you.
You look like $1 million. Like,
thank
you look
you
like
I
Darcy Tucker. Yeah.
Well, I feel a little bit more gray. And, you know, the weight's starting to climb year by year. But at the end of the day, I guess I've earned that right. So.
And Shane Corson's in the hood, too.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Everyone's doing well. So.
Yep. Thank you.